Welcome to US One Radio's Morning Magazine, the Keys' most listened to morning news program. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of US One Radio or its advertisers. And now with Morning Magazine, here's US One News Director, Bill Becker.
And good morning. Welcome to the Morning Magazine, Tuesday, 27th day of November. Morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Bill.
Boy, what a wet night for some people in the Keys. Not everybody, though.
Yeah.
You know, what a drenching Lower Keys got.
Marathon overnight. Got very little, and Key West didn't get too much.
Tenth of an inch for
everything in between.
Marathon, 2/10 of an inch at Key West Airport. Yeah. But on my house, I had 2.7 inches.
Whew. Wow.
I mean, it just didn't stop. And it's still going on this morning. Yeah. We still have a line of showers across the Lower Keys. And
let me punch up the radar.
Light in some areas, but, Saddle Bunch area. And there's more heading in from the south that is going to be coming over Key West and the Lower Keys as well today. But it's like a convergence line. We'll have more in the news at the bottom of the hour. Bill South of the National Weather Service told us about that. But the convergence line of two air masses and just sets up this line of... warm air rising and just dumping a lot of rain on us.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of stuff going on.
Before I forget, Gordon Ross just called a few minutes ago, and that load of trees that were load of Christmas trees that was supposed to arrive here at 8 o'clock won't be arriving till around 11-ish.
Oh.
Apparently, there was some issues with the truck or something.
Okay. Well, they do need help, of course, unloading them. If you want to, have a lot of fun. It's they've run some snow on some of these. I understand.
Sometimes.
Yeah, because they truck them right down from I don't know where.
Yeah,
from wherever it's snowing.
Probably Wisconsin and Minnesota. Whatever.
Yeah, good trees. Join them at Tropical and Seminary at the new Mark
House
plant
facility.
Store.
Yeah,
and it's. Tropical and Seminary Streets? School. That's where it is. Oh, let's see. We have a few things. We have Lower Keys Chamber of Commerce General Membership Meeting. That is tonight. County Commissioner George Nugent will be addressing the group.
And our own John Nazaro is
sponsoring it. That'll be that's tonight. Lower Keys Property Owners Association building.
Also a sponsor, I should mention, of Jazz Flavors, heard on these very airwaves Sunday mornings at 6.
Hmm. Okay.
That's called a cheap plug.
I stayed up late last night watching that Dolphin game. What a muddy mess.
3-0.
3-0.
So
yeah.
They're 0-11, huh?
You know what will forever stand in my mind? Watching the punt. The guy punted it, the ball goes way up in the air. It came right down and stuck.
Stuck in the mud?
Did not bounce. Did not bounce, and it just stuck at an angle. It was like, wow, the players are standing there waiting for it to bounce back, and it didn't. And they're looking at it like, holy cow. I mean, it was like 3 inches deep of mud, at least.
Funny.
And what a sloppy mess that was. They couldn't do much of anything, obviously. Nobody could, hard to move the ball when you can't get footing and everything. But what a mess. Apparently, that field is well used. A lot of high school and college groups use that. And by this time in November, in the rain and everything, it's a mess. Yeah. They added, over top of the original sod, added another layer of sod. Which obviously didn't take in time, and what a mess that was. But Dolphins are 0-11.
Yeah.
I mean, but they held on. It was scoreless with 59 and a half minutes of play.
Well, they're consistent anyway.
Yeah. I mean, 17 seconds to go, and they kicked a field goal. Steelers did beat the Dolphins last night. Oh well. If you don't catch the Morning Magazine live here, you can always catch it on our podcast.
That's right.
And we have had a few problems lately. We had some problems posting from last week's show, but everything should be up to date now.
Okay.
Got an email from Joel DeShane in Michigan, who listens. He said he always enjoys, he works during the day, downloads a podcast at night and listens to it in the evening and, brings him home. So, Joel, stay warm up in Michigan.
that's going to happen.
But we appreciate people. People like him tell us when there's a problem. But we had it fixed before he called us. But, we did have a few problems.
That's good to hear from him.
Speaking of problems, I don't know if you've been watching the Citizen's Voice over the last few days. Comments about an incident that took place last week at a Key West restaurant, A&B Lobster House.
Mm-hmm.
Good people.
Mm-hmm.
Some very high-ranking local officials had to be asked to leave.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, there was a lot of cigar smoking going on that wouldn't stop and something like that. But
you're not allowed to smoke in restaurants
No.
anymore.
What we're talking about, people like Mario Di Gennaro.
Oh.
Ralph, his sidekick. I think Key West Mayor Morgan McPherson was there. Attorney Jerry Coleman. Frank Rigo of K Clubs.
Hmm.
And
interesting.
The accounts that I have heard so far just make my skin crawl.
Really?
I mean, just really bad stuff. We are going to want to pursue this a little bit. I mean, it is worth a story. When
sure.
things like this happen, it's really unfortunate, particularly when they involve some public officials. Now, if we have slighted anybody, not included anybody who was in that group, let us know. Or if we have falsely included somebody who was in that group, let us know as well. But if anybody was there and would like to recount what happened, there were a lot of local folks who were in the restaurant who were just repulsed, is the word I heard.
Wow.
And contact me. You know, give me a call. We'll keep it anonymous. I mean, if you don't want to, and I can understand some people fearing the possibility of reprisal.
Sure.
So we'll give me a call here at the station afterwards, after the show, 872-9100. And because we are following that story. Speaking of following stories, if you want to look up, there's some interesting websites. There's a new one, CitizenJane.com. CitizenJane.com.
What does that have to do with?
It has a lot to do with the local government. County politics. I mean, you can, look up county expenditures and things like that. It's got all sorts of information. And, it's a interesting website, CitizenJane.com. And the other one, Mickey Baker, we know the former county technical services director, Mickey Baker, was fired several months ago. He has a blog. Okay. It's mickeybaker.blogspot.com. And he's writing a little bit more there.
It's citizenjane.net, I was just told.
Citizenjane.net.
Yeah, not .com.
Okay.
Okay.
Citizenjane.net.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just click on my favorite
columns.
Favorites?
Yeah. It just comes up, yeah. So
interesting.
Citizenjane.net.
But the other one is mickeybaker.blogspot.com. Another interesting one. Let's see. Oh, tonight is the Mark Tree auction, by the way, at... And that is at Casa Marina, and tonight's at 7 o'clock. They have we talked to Marianne yesterday about that, and about all the trees, about 15, 20 trees that they have decorated, and you can bid on them and auction them off. Also, they have celebrity-signed ornaments.
Oh.
Signed by, and I'll read the list, Halle Berry,
really?
Kenny Chesney, Harry Connick Jr., Jimmy Buffett, Rue McClanahan, Ray Romano, Alan Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, Bonnie Raitt, Vanessa Williams, George Strait, Charlie Daniels, Gloria Estefan, and James Taylor.
They've all
signed ornaments, and you can bid on those ornaments. Wouldn't it be cool to have
I'll take the James Taylor, the Vanessa Williams, the Bonnie Raitt,
I'd be happy with Halle Berry.
Me too. You and about 50 million other guys in this country.
Oh, let's see. We have a good show for you today. We're going to be talking to Captain J.R. Brown, commander of Naval Air Station Key West, and... we had the story yesterday about the public input at the at that workshop coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, Captain Brown has always said he was expecting public input. He was kind of shocked to see that public notice.
Now, that's December 5th, isn't it?
December 5th.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be a very interesting day for the county that day.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll talk to the captain about that and about, some of the questions that have been raised here. And I'm sure he'll talk to us. Mark Rossi, Key West City Commissioner, will also join us today. Mark is on a crusade to get a new city hall, and we'll talk to Mark about that. Sanctuary Superintendent Dave Score will join us as well today. We'll be contacting him. Dr. Jill Landisberg-Boyle, Florida Keys Community College, they're looking at some more budget cuts because of the another 100,000 maybe cut from their budget. They had a board meeting last night. We'll talk to her about that. Alicia Betancourt of the Extension Service also joins us today. We'll be right back. Captain J.R. Brown joins us.
If Key West were a man, he'd listen to classic rock, drink dry martinis, and appreciate the charms of older women. If Key West were a woman, she'd know how to enjoy younger men while she sipped champagne and listened to Billie Holiday or Etta James. But there's one place to really live life in Key West. Pier House. Timeless. Real.
Don't you just relish the thought of basking in a harbor view moonlight while you savor fresh seafood, wine,
and some smooth jazz. Maybe you prefer a candlelit corner of the room to sip your favorite martini while you delight in delectable appetizers. Well, then you'll want to spend your evening at Harborview Cafe and the Wine Galley Piano Bar at Pier House Resort. It's all there, every night, on the harbor. The Harborview Cafe and Wine Galley Piano Bar at Pier House, where there's always something going on.
Hi, this is Andrea from Eaton Street Seafood Market, your local fish specialists. We carry all the Key West classics, fresh filleted snapper, grouper, deep water exotics, Key West pinks, and royal red shrimp. Our selection varies day to day, so if we don't have your choice in stock, we can fill your request with advance notice. So come by and check out Key West's beautiful locally caught fish at 930 Eaton Street in Old Town Key West, 295-FISH. And don't forget, support your local fishermen. We're open 11 to 7, closed on Monday.
Location, location, location. This time it's not just a saying, it's the heart of Harbor House. 32 luxury waterfront homes springing to life along the Key West Harbor. Presented by Keys Caribbean, Harbor House is settled in Old Town and abounds with adventure. With famed Key West sunsets in her background and cultural attractions on Duval Street within two blocks. Now you can discover this unrivaled location and the finest interior finishes by visiting their on-site sales office, now open. Located directly off Lazy Way Lane along the historic seaport. For more information, call 295-8555. That's 295-8555.
It's 8:16 straight up. Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues.
You just took a call.
Yes,
what was that about?
Some lady said a couple of jets just blew over Georgia Street or something in downtown Key West. Wants to know what the heck is going on.
We don't know what kind of jets, though.
No, right.
Loud jets, I assume.
Loud.
Caught somebody's attention.
Yeah.
Joining us right now, Captain J.R. Brown, commander of Naval Air Station Key West. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Bill.
I don't know whose jets those were.
I don't either.
Okay. But, we'll, you know, maybe we'll get some more response on that. We'll, who knows? But anyway, the workshop, December 5th workshop at the County Commission, a little bit of a uproar yesterday when the County Commission advertised that the hearing would be basically not for public input.
Well, they certainly, release in the paper certainly left some confusion there for the citizens. And as I understand it, that's since been addressed. And now it looks like the public comment will be there, and as we've all been talking about.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple issues have been raised about the Navy. We talked to you last week about the compliance with NEPA, National Environmental Policy Act, and we had, since then, John Hammerstrom, used to be a fighter pilot and an Upper Keys activist, has written a open letter to the county commission questioning some of the findings. He said, you know, there's been some shifts in the air patterns to away from Key Haven and Enchanted Isle and over South Stock Island, including louder jets. And he said the Navy's finding of no significant impact doesn't fly with him.
I respect any citizen's right to have a different opinion about just about anything. But I will stand by our compliance with the environmental assessment. It was done in compliance with the National Environmental Policy Act, and we stand by that. I'm very comfortable with it. It's well documented, and I respect his right and anybody to have a difference of opinion, but we are in compliance with NEPA.
So you're still saying no significant impact from those changes?
That's correct. When you go through the process of NEPA, it's a very structured process, and we have a long tradition of following those processes, and I'm very proud of our record environmentally here in the Lower Keys. So look forward to getting the ACUs before the County Commission and getting this moving forward.
Now, he says the GAO and the Inspector General of the Navy Department of Defense are conducting an inquiry into the findings.
I have no information on that. I have not been notified of anything like that. There's a process that if there's an investigation or an inquiry, there's a very formal process that's followed, and we've not been notified.
Now, I know you've only been here for what, a couple of years now, right?
A year and a half.
I've been here, you know, a little bit longer, but I can't say that I've ever heard as much public comment about the jet noise as I've been hearing over the last year. I mean, it has just come out of the woodwork here with these changes. So,
Bill, this is a good place to discuss this a little bit more. I've shared my theory before, and I continue to stand by it. When you look at the history of noise complaints here in the Lower Keys, surrounding Boca Chica, there's a rhythm or count, an average that we run. And then, around the May-June timeframe, about the time we presented the ACUs or delivered the ACUs to local governments, put it at the libraries, began our public information campaign, public outreach, that caused people to think about what is the ACUs? What is it doing here? How does this affect me? And for individuals, for residents, it also causes you to ask, well, why didn't I know about this? How does this impact me? So, of course, there's those who will react to that. And what we've found is many people, and they'll catch me on the street, is, hey, thanks for putting that there. And I've learned a lot about it. Thank you for the workshop where we had, almost 80 people there at it and helped the education. So venues like that, the workshop we did, venues like your radio show, help us get the word out to folks that this is the ACUs is a very important document for local government, and it's about local governance. So it's there for them to make some good, sound planning about how their local development will occur.
Now, that December 5th workshop, will the Navy be presenting much of the same information that was presented at that workshop at the DoubleTree several weeks ago?
It will pretty much be a repeat of that information there so that those who couldn't make it can see it. There were two county commissioners that didn't make it, and they all need to see the information at the same time so that the public can see it. Those can make their comments and see the same information. There'll be a slight change in the format that I'm going to present because I think it's very important that I share with the county commissioners and the city commissioners a little bit more information on how the ACUs is developed and the processes behind it, because that seems to be a lot of the questions. So that's what we're going to focus on a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And you are still maintaining that the county should be adopting the new ACUs?
That is certainly my recommendation to the county to adopt the ACUs. They've adopted the 77 in their 86 code, 1986 code. It has a hook in there, or legal verbiage in there, that they would adopt future maps. But we're recommending that there's a list of recommendations that we published in the ACUs that we're asking them to take under advisement and consider and ultimately adopt.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the county and the Navy. My job is to protect the mission of the base. The county's got to protect health, welfare, and safety of its citizens. And the ACUs is a great document to work with to help with that. And it also helps with compliance with the legislative intent for the state of Florida.
And hanging the balance here is a couple of major developments. We've got Enchanted Isle. We've got some of the South Stock Island redevelopment that's going on. How will the ACUs affect those?
I think the ACUs will absolutely encourage dialogue between the county or city, where it would apply, or county, and the Navy, and work with DCA on how to manage growth here in the county.
But suffice it to say, it will be a limiting factor, not an encouraging factor.
Bill, I won't go so far as to say that. I think what's most important is that the ACUs identifies for the county commissioners and the planners where we operate and how we operate and the factors that they should consider, the accident potential zones or the noise. And I think it allows, I believe, and it really does support a conscious, well-informed development. And that way everybody, the purchaser of the property, the developer of the property, the county, it's all open. It's about open government, and we lay it out for you, and here it is.
Mm-hmm. Chuck, you've taken a couple phone calls
five phone calls about jets flying over town.
Flying over Key West.
In formation.
Well, I will... I bet you my PAO's had a couple of phone calls, and we'll look into it.
Okay. Well, yeah, because that's kind of unusual for the city, isn't it?
Well, it may be, and I think this is important to probably to point out the weather has the type of weather we're having right now. It looks like we've got some lower than normal ceilings, meaning the lower part of the clouds. That sometimes will restrict the operations that we do. Normally, we can come in and do visual recoveries, meaning we're using the land to recover on, and we avoid populated areas. But some of our takeoffs and some of our landings, when the weather gets like this, will require us to fly over the city, not unlike what happens with the international airport.
Mm-hmm. On a lighter note, understand you attended the recent performance of the Key West Nutcracker.
We did, and it was wonderful. We went to the Saturday or Sunday afternoon matinee, and it was a wonderful, wonderful event. A lot of kids were there. A lot of families were there. Professional artists from all over the country were there. Wonderful venue. And my hat's off to the local community for these types of events and the types of venues we have here, the family-oriented venues, because federal employees and our contractors, we work here like everybody else in the Keys, and to be able to go to something like that was a lot of fun. And our new housing contractor went out and bought 40 tickets for some of our military kids, and they're going to work with our morale, welfare, and rec team to get permission slips for the kids, put them on the bus, and take them to the Nutcracker this weekend. So
terrific.
It was a great venue. My hat's off to the community for
something like that.
They
do a good job. Joy Stahl does a wonderful job there.
Wonderful.
Captain Brown, thanks for joining us today.
You bet, Bill. Y'all have a great one.
Okay, talk to you next week. Bye.
When Yankee comes to Florida Keys, they see the Wheatley's Grocery. At Fausto's, they get treat real nice. They say Fausto's food is paradise. On White Street or on Fleming, Fausto's Food Palace swing. Hand-rolled sushi divine. Oh, so fine, some real good wine.
Fausto's Food Palace, purveyors of fine food for over 80 years. Fausto's offers a complete array of specialty foods in addition to their fresh meats, produce, and delicious deli items. Fausto's is the only licensed retailer in Key West for certified Angus beef brand. Be sure to scope the aisles for those items that you won't find anywhere else on the island. Hot meals, cold plates, and on-premise homemade sushi. Visit Fausto's Food Palace, conveniently located at either 522 Fleming Street or 1105 White Street, or log on to Fausto's.com.
No matter what specific medical needs brings you to Fisherman's Hospital, you can be assured that you'll receive the highest quality medical care and diagnostics. I was treated like a guest, and their goal is to get you back on the road to wellness and to help you maintain your health. Neighbors caring for neighbors is the philosophy of Fisherman's Hospital. So why go anywhere else when you can get the finest healthcare experience right here at mile marker 48.7 in Marathon? Fisherman's is my hospital. Visit them at 3301 Overseas Highway and fishermanshospital.com.
Nestled beside what Travel and Leisure magazine calls the finest hotel in Florida, the Marquesa Hotel is Cafe Marquesa. Our award-winning chefs have created an innovative, surprisingly reasonable menu that enchants visitors and locals alike. If you haven't been to Cafe Marquesa, come enjoy perennial favorites or try something new. Visit us at the corner of Fleming and Simonton. For reservations, call 292-1244. Open nightly at 6. Cafe Marquesa.
In addition to their regular menu, join them nightly for three courses for $33.
It's 828 Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues.
And joining us right now, this is our Key West City Commission segment. We talked to the city commissioners, and Mark Rossi joined us. Morning, Mark. Mark, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill, and everybody out there in the wet Florida Keys this morning.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, Key West didn't get quite the rain Lower Keys got. We got drenched in some areas.
Yes, we did, and probably City Hall is leaking through the roof down there, causing more mold.
Which makes your point, doesn't it?
It sure does, Bill. I tell you, we have to do something down there. We've got a real problem in both the building department and also City Hall with mold infestation. And it's just a problem. It's unsafe for our employees. It's unsafe for the public. And we got to do something about it.
Yeah, that anybody who's been in there knows what it's like. And I'm sure I know the police department was happy to get out of there into their new headquarters. But you still have city staff there. You still have the public that's got to come in for reasons. You know,
well, Bill, and most importantly, we have a fire department that's there We've got guys that stay there 24 hours a day in that building with the fire department in unsafe and unhealthy conditions, and we've got to do something about it. We need to modernize that fire department and make sure that our employees are safe and the public.
So you're looking for a new place for City Hall. What are your thoughts?
Well, we're throwing around a couple ideas. The corner of Flagler Avenue and Kennedy Drive is a site that we've looked at before. We'll probably revisit that site. We're looking at Glen Archer over on White Street, which I think is a great location for us, too, because it's still an old town, but it's more centrally located in the community. So these are some of the things that we're throwing around.
Now, Glen Archer would obviously require the school board to consolidate and move out of there. I thought Glen Archer was one of the locations that they were looking at as a possible headquarters if they moved out of Trumbo with the school district headquarters.
Well, you might be right, but we're going to try to persuade them to change their site to another location because it's just an ideal location for the city of Key West. We also have about an acre and a half of property over there by their property on by the Coast Guard base that we're looking to maybe work a deal, trade in, so that they can build their employee housing over there. It's a win-win situation for everyone.
Okay. This is your big number one issue right now?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why, Bill. First of all, the buildings are unsafe and they're unhealthy, but most of all, we'll have a cost-benefit savings in the first year of over $500,000 and maybe more. With lost productivity of employees, we've got probably 10 to 15 power meters we're paying electric juice on all over the place, air conditioners, telephone systems, and the most important thing is lost productivity of our employees.
Hmm.
Not having them in a central location and one-stop shopping.
What would happen to that Angela Street location then?
Well, I'd like to see, and I'd like to persuade the commission to tear the building down, put a beautiful four-story, three-story parking garage in there that is compatible to the neighborhood, and I want to stress that, compatible to the neighborhood, build a brand-new fire department in there so that the guys that are looking out for our public safety have a good new place to live that's up-to-date, and move on. We do make a lot of money in parking, and if you put a City Hall parking in the City Hall location there, you're going to relieve a tremendous amount of the parking problem in the Old Town area.
Yeah, you do have a problem there, too. You're right. Well, Mark, appreciate you being with us. Anything else before we let you go? Anything else happening?
No, not much else. I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays and a safe holiday.
Okay. Mark Rossi, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care. Bye now. We have local news straight ahead.
The Mail Spot is Key West's one-stop shipping and communication service center. The Mail Spot offers many shipping choices. There's FedEx, UPS, Airborne, DHL, and the U.S. Postal Service. And since the Mail Spot isn't owned or influenced by any of them, let their smart ship service system aid you in making the right choice. The Mail Spot now has an entirely new wireless phone center, too, offering the best Verizon phone specials and the largest selection of phone accessories in Key West. Need a money order or a wireless or home phone card? The Mail Spot provides a wide selection at the best rates. The Mail Spot has been offering the right products at the right price for over 14 years now, and customer service that's second to none. So visit the Mail Spot today. See them at 819 Peacock Plaza in Searstown. Chances are you'll see a friend or a neighbor there, too. The Mail Spot.
Hi, I'm Tammy with the Florida Keys SPCA. November is the ASPCA's National Adopt-a-Senior Pet Month, and the Florida Keys SPCA has many senior pets that are looking for a home to share. During November, the Florida Keys SPCA is hoping to adopt many of our senior animals into loving, caring homes. Although shaping the life of a youngster sounds appealing, giving a second chance to an older companion can be equally rewarding. Some benefits to adopting an older or senior pet are they're more mellow and tend to have better house manners, senior pets are often already house-trained, they're past the destructive stage, you'll have more time for yourself and to enjoy your pet instead of cleaning up after them, attending to frequent bathroom breaks, teaching them manners, and all the other stuff that's necessary when you have a youngster. Senior pets have lots of love to give. They just need a family to love them in return. And remember, even the smallest pup or kitty will eventually become a senior. Call 294-4857 for more information or visit us at 5230 College Road or our website at www.fkspca.org. Thank you for the support of your local animal shelter in Key West, the Florida Keys SPCA, and in Big Pine Marathon in Key Largo.
That's 8:34. Good morning. I'm Bill Becker for US 1 Radio News. Weather systems have converged over the Lower Keys over the past 24 hours, dumping 2 to 3 inches of rain in some areas, but only a fraction of an inch in neighboring Marathon and Key West. At the National Weather Service in Key West, meteorologist Bill South tells us what happened and why.
We had a very stationary, almost quasi-stationary line of showers set up north to south across portions of the Lower Keys overnight. Basically, this setup was due to a convergent wind field. What I mean by that is you had southerly winds west of this line, and you had easterly winds east of this line. And when those winds come together, they help make the air rise, causing the showers and thunderstorms to remain stationary over parts of the Lower Keys. The rainfall varied tremendously, a little under 0.2 inches at Key West International Airport to as much as 2.7 inches in Upper Sugarloaf Key, where the band was most of the night. This was a very similar event to what happened on October 1st near Big Pine Key, in which they had anywhere from like 6 to 8 inches of rain.
And South says overnight, Marathon received barely a tenth of an inch of rain. There is more rain on the way. There are showers moving into the Saddle Bunch through the Key West area this morning, and there's more on the way heading in from the south. A federal inquiry is reportedly underway regarding the Navy's finding of no significant impact on changes to flight patterns and louder jets at their Boca Chica airfield. In an open letter to the County Commission, Upper Keys activist and former fighter pilot John Hammerstrom says the Department of Defense Inspector General and the Government Accountability Office are conducting the probe to determine if laws were broken. Hammerstrom and the Florida Keys Citizens Coalition have contacted federal officials asking for explanations of the flight pattern changes that now put the landing pattern over South Stock Island away from Key Haven and neighboring Enchanted Isle, which is slated for development. Hammerstrom also says the Navy's switch from the older F-14 Tomcats to the newer F-18 Super Hornets, which can be nearly four times louder. But the Navy's finding was that there was no significant impact under the National Environmental Policy Act. And as we just heard from Naval Air Station Commander Captain J.R. Brown, he stands by that finding of no significant impact. Meanwhile, Monroe County officials hastily changed their minds yesterday about disallowing public input at the December 5th County Commission workshop with the Navy on the noise and hazard zones. The original meeting notice indicated that the discussion would involve military organizations and groups, including the TDC and the county's Affordable Housing Task Force, but not necessarily the public. In an email to the county attorney, Commissioner George Nugent said it seemed like someone was trying to stack the deck. The county's notice produced considerable protest yesterday, with the county reversing itself by noon, says Commissioner Sylvia Murphy.
The latest word from the county attorney's office is that there will be public input on this matter of the AQs. Anyone who wishes to speak will have their time. I'm very, very thankful for this. The newspaper advertisement upset many people, including myself. Legislation may be the end result in a later BOCC meeting, and therefore public input will be taken, as it always is.
Commissioner Dixie Spehar, whose district includes Boca Chica and Stock Island, has not returned calls for comment. December 5th will prove to be a busy day for the County Commission at the Harvey Government Center. Prior to that 2 o'clock workshop with the Navy, the Commission will hold a 9 o'clock special meeting to consider terminating the contract of County Administrator Tom Willey. In other meeting notes today, the Marathon City Council will be meeting tonight. They'll be hearing a report on the Boot Key drawbridge and possible options for the future of that bridge. And the Public Service Commission is conducting an inquiry into Key West Resort Utilities and their sewering of South Stock Island. The PSC's Office of Public Counsel is reportedly in the Keys and is conducting interviews with Key West Resort Utilities personnel. We'll have more news right after this.
This is John Zahav of Castle Mortgage. I want to talk to you about saving thousands of dollars on your mortgage. With our current economic climate, people are examining their financial situations. We have a new program which will pay off your mortgage quickly, using your cash flow to lower your mortgage balance and save you thousands in interest. Come in and see us at our new convenient location at 828 White Street, or call Castle Mortgage, 292-0064, 292-0064. Castle Mortgage, we treat you like royalty.
Monroe County Sheriff's detectives are zeroing in on more suspects in a couple of Upper Keys crimes. A second suspect has been arrested in connection with one of the Upper Keys business burglaries, part of a string that took place earlier this month. 32-year-old Hector Hernandez was reportedly in a truck with 19-year-old Sammy Santamaria when the truck was pulled over November 6 in the early morning hours, shortly after burglaries were discovered at several Upper Keys businesses. In that truck, detectives say they found evidence of the burglaries, including pry tools, masks, gloves, and a bank bag belonging to one of the businesses. A shoe impression found at the scene of one of the burglaries matched the shoes that Hernandez was wearing, according to detectives. A warrant was issued for Hernandez. He was picked up in Miami-Dade County and will face charges, and more charges and arrests are expected, according to sheriff's detectives. Meanwhile, a warrant has been issued for a suspect believed to have committed a robbery at the Tibb Bank and Tavernier in August. 53-year-old Kenneth Francois is wanted for armed robbery. He has an address in Key West, and his driver's license given an address in Port Charlotte, Florida. He's accused of robbing Tibb Bank at the 92-mile marker on August 21st, just before noon. According to witnesses and the teller he robbed, Francois entered the bank and stood in line as if he was a customer. When he approached the teller, he gave her a note telling her he had a bomb and asked for money. He had some type of device in his hand which had electrical tape on it and wires protruding from it. After she handed over the cash, he left the bank on foot. Detective Mike DiGiovanni was assigned to investigate the case. He received a tip from a citizen who had seen surveillance photos of the robber. The tipster told him the photos resembled Francois. A witness who was in line at the bank right behind Francois on the day of the robbery picked a photo of him out of a photo lineup. A warrant has been issued for his arrest, and the sheriff's detectives are looking for him, and Crime Stoppers offering a cash reward for anonymous information leading to the whereabouts of Kenneth Francois. Crime Stoppers hotline number 1-800-346-TIPS. That's news this hour. Let's check Alan Archer's weather forecast.
I'm meteorologist Alan Archer. Here's a U.S. 1 forecast for the Florida Keys. This morning we're popping on radar some showers around the lower Keys, especially around Key West down to the dry Tortugas, but moving little. Our forecast includes partly cloudy skies most of the day, but we'll cloud up at times still with a 20% shower and a high of 83. The winds will become light east to northeast 10 miles an hour, and with waves about 2 to 4 feet. Tonight, sky is partly cloudy, a slight shower at 74. Tomorrow will be partly sunny, a little breezy. A slight shower anytime, a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Alan Archer at US 1.
Thanks, Al. Currently, we have 77 degrees, cloudy skies, rain showers in the lower part of the lower Keys. We'll keep you updated on the situation with the weather today. Cyber's News brought to you by Castle Mortgage. I'm Bill Becker for US 1 Radio News.
Thanks, Bill. Now let's see what's going on in the world of fishing with Captain Dave Navarro of World Class Anglers in Marathon. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Good morning, good morning. Well, I'm looking at your showers down there, and I've been watching them on the radar, and they're kind of hanging off shore.
Yeah,
just
they haven't
hanging
quit.
Around.
Haven't
it
quit.
Looks like it's, I'm sorry, go ahead.
They just haven't quit here. I mean,
I figured it looks like it's just sitting there. We had that the other day just offshore of the Middle Keys here, where it just sat there basically all day. But things look a lot calmer today. Like you say, the winds are going to be up a little bit. And this is the time of year where you've just got to deal with the winds. I mean, it's going to blow a little bit now and then. You're going to have to go out and deal with it. Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday. It was blowing a little bit. But there were some people out there. In fact, I saw a couple of guys come in with some 30-plus pound dolphin, some big, beautiful kingfish. And the yellowtail activity has continued to be good, even through the full moon that we had, which is kind of surprising. Also, Hawk Channel's been very productive with some beautiful fish, some very nice mutton, some hogfish. So there's lots of action around. The mackerel in the bay have gotten really thick now. So if you've got family down, the wind's blowing a bit, head out that way. You should have real good luck. 6 to 8 miles out has been the number. And there's been some beautiful size fish as well as huge numbers of them. So you have plenty of action there. And so you've got the options. Just take advantage of them.
Okay. Ben, you've got a seminar coming up Thursday?
Yes, we do, on patch reefs. We're going to be working the patch reefs and I'll tell you how to do it, how to work all the little patches that are out there, not just the edge of the reef itself, but all the places on top.
Okay, that is Thursday evening at World Class Angler, 50-50 Overseas Highway. We'll talk to you again Thursday.
Thank you much.
Captain Dave, thanks for joining us. Bye now.
Hi, this is Richard from the Restaurant Store, and while we've always been known as the premier shop for kitchenware and cookware and all of that kind of stuff, we are also the proud owners of Cole's Peace Bakery and their fine artisan breads. And guess who's over working at Cole's Peace Bakery? It's none other than Henrietta from Henrietta's Art of Baking. She's working at Cole's Peace now, and she's cranking out those coconut strips and all those delicious homemade Henrietta Art of Baking things that were featured on the Food Channel. So come on by the restaurant store and check out Henrietta's Art of Baking products at the restaurant store in Cole's Peace Bakery, 1111 Eaton Street on the corner of Eaton and White. We're open from 9 until 6, Monday through Saturday, and there's plenty of free parking. That's Henrietta and the Art of Baking at Cole's Peace in the restaurant store.
Pre-med degree from Columbia University in New York City. Residency training. University of Miami Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at Jackson Memorial Hospital. Board certified and a fellow of the American College of Obstetrician and Gynecology and a member of the American Institute of Ultrasound in Medicine. A doctor at a major medical center in a metropolitan city? No. A doctor on staff here at Lower Keys Medical Center. Log on to lkmc.com for a qualified physician referral.
Nestled beside what Travel and Leisure magazine calls the finest hotel in Florida, the Marquesa Hotel is Cafe Marquesa. Our award-winning chefs have created an innovative, surprisingly reasonable menu that enchants visitors and locals alike. If you haven't been to Cafe Marquesa, come enjoy perennial favorites or try something new. Visit us at the corner of Fleming and Simonton. For reservations, call 292-1244. Open nightly at 6. Cafe Marquesa.
In addition to their regular menu, join them nightly for three courses for $33.
It's 8:45. Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues.
Right now, the superintendent of the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary, Dave Score. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Got a notice today that the Sanctuary Advisory Council meets December 11th.
That's right. It's usually the third Tuesday of every other month, but the December meeting we hold early because of the holidays, and that one is actually our annual meeting in Key West. So that will be at the Eco Discovery Center this December 11th, Tuesday.
What do you got coming up for discussion?
We will, let me see, what is on the agenda? We'll have, actually, our NOAA General Counsel for Law Enforcement is going to be down discussing some of our regulations and the review process. The Reef Resilience Program and climate change discussion concerning coral bleaching, environmental analysis, and human dimensions. That's going to be about an hour long, hour and 15-minute long session. We'll be filled with a bunch of information, so that should be a good session. Kind of the kickoff or a precursor to the kickoff of a three-year project designed to figure out where healthy corals are and why are they healthy in those areas.
Now, I understand you're also redoing a socioeconomic study that was done back in the mid-90s.
That's right. This is sort of a 10-year revisit of the study that was done in 1995-96 on recreation and tourism in the Keys. It helps us, look at the sort of the value of this place, you know, healthy marine environment, the types of activities that go on, the trends in those activities, and from our perspective, it helps us target sort of education outreach programs to give people the right information to do the right things. And this is partially funded by the TDC, as well as NOAA and the Nature Conservancy teaming up. And a lot of this information will feed into the human dimensions component of the Reef Resiliency Program.
Will there be anything in this that you'll be looking at specifically to see any trends, any changes over the past 10 years?
I think it'll be, one, you get sort of attitudes and perceptions of management and, you know, how we're doing, perceptions of how the resources are. It's interesting when Bob Leeworthy, Dr. Bob Leeworthy, does these studies, is real ingenious of pulling out the types of questions that will show you trends, but also where you can match up data behind that, scientific data. So some people who have been down here for 5 years may say, you know, we've got, you know, very healthy reefs, what a beautiful place, whereas people that have been down here for 20 years are saying, you know, I can't believe I can't find, you know, a crop or you know, elkhorn coral anywhere in the sanctuary. So really teasing out the perceptions versus, you know, what's actually going on. And that's, important to let people know where those baselines are and really give us a report card on how we're doing.
Now, will this be a study of this? Will there be a survey involved as well, too?
There will be. And what Bob is going to be doing the first part of December. I think right now he's got meetings. They haven't been confirmed, but December 7th, 10th, and 14th, he'll have some informational meetings about the survey itself, and then also enlisting some support of businesses and volunteers in conducting the study. So if somebody gets approached over the winter or the spring with a questionnaire, they'll kind of know where this is coming from and what the purpose is. But, you know, it'll be both looking at tourism and recreation as well as residents and how they interact with the resources.
That'd be an interesting snapshot of that.
Yeah, and if you go to our website, www.floridakeys.no.gov, you can go into our research section and look at the 95-96 study. It's got some real interesting statistics.
Mm-hmm. Understand there's a benefit in the Upper Keys for a longtime boat captain recently passed away.
That's right. Well, back in October, Mike Smith, who was worked with Quiescence up here, lost his life in a freediving accident. You know, very tragic, left behind a young wife and an unborn baby. So some of the folks up here, Rob Blesser, Stephen Frank, Jim Bellini, are putting on a benefit that will be held at the Key Largo Community Park this coming Saturday, and they'll be actually showing the film Reflections that Bob Talbot did, and it shows at the Florida Keys Eco Discovery Center in Key West. So for the folks in the Upper Keys, good opportunity to help out with a real deserving family, as well as get to see that video if they haven't been down. It should be a real nice event, and obviously a worthy cause.
And if anybody hasn't seen that video, it is pretty amazing. The photography in that is astounding. Really?
Yeah, it really is neat, and you know, talk about shifting baselines. Kind of, it's a neat little story of watching a little girl grow up right in the Keys.
And I've done my share of underwater photography, and I watched that, and I kept saying, how did he get those shots? How did he get those shots? How did he get that close to some of those animals? It was amazing, amazing. Anyway, that's this weekend. So.
Yep, December 1st.
Dave Score, appreciate you being with us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, Bill, thanks.
Take care. Bye.
First State Bank of the Florida Keys has been voted best business and best bank by Keys citizens in the Keys People's Choice Awards. As the only locally owned bank serving all of Monroe County, First State Bank of the Florida Keys has provided quality banking products with old-fashioned customer service for over 50 years to the residents, visitors, and businesses of the Keys. First State Bank offers free checking, free online banking and bill pay, high-yielding savings, money market CD, and IRA accounts, the Keys credit card, which can be personalized with your favorite photo, and a complete line of business banking products and services. Plus, as the Keys' number one local lender, First State Bank offers commercial, residential, and personal loans to fit every need. Visit the Keys Best today at any of their 13 convenient locations. First State Bank of the Florida Keys, on the web at www.keysbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Eaton Street Seafood Market sincerely thanks you for your patience during the weeks of high winds and difficult fishing conditions. We're back in supply of your Key West favorites, grouper, snapper, tuna, swordfish, and shrimp. It's lobster and stone crab season, so take advantage of these at their peak. New to our selection of prepared gourmet fare is local catch sushi by Chef Poo of Thai Cuisine. For your convenience, we now carry a selection of wild domestic imports, the finest sushi-grade tuna, scallops, oysters, clams, salmon, and caviar. That's Eaton Street Seafood Market. Support your local fishermen.
Fisherman's Hospital is a full-service, fully accredited hospital providing inpatient and outpatient services, 24-hour emergency care, advanced diagnostic imaging, laboratory services, and some of the finest surgical suites in all of South Florida. Neighbors caring for neighbors is the philosophy of Fisherman's Hospital. So why go anywhere else when you can get the finest healthcare experience right here at mile marker 48.7 in Marathon? Fisherman's is my hospital. Visit us at 3301 Overseas Highway and fishermanshospital.com.
It's 8:53. Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues.
Time to go to college. Florida Keys Community College President Dr. Jill Landisberg Boyle joined us. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. A little bit rainy out there today, but you know,
yeah,
I need the rain.
Kind of goes along with a bit of a gloomy outlook out of Tallahassee and the state budget, which certainly affects you, doesn't it?
Great segue. yeah, I guess it does. We are hearing rumors from Tallahassee that there will be another special session, And that, unfortunately, we will be looking at potentially another cut to our budget. And, of course, our first cut was just a few weeks back. We took a cut of a few hundred thousand dollars. And so this will be fairly significant as well, we think. However, we've planned very well, so we're prepared for it.
What a baptism into Florida economics for you, isn't it, here?
It really has been, and it's been an unusual year from all accounts. But you know, I think we're managing. We've been fiscally responsible from the get-go. We started, of course, with a balanced budget, and we have increased revenues over what was projected, and we are continuing to cut expenses.
But if you have to cut another $100,000, where's it going to come from?
Well, I'll tell you, we have done a couple of things. We have reduced a lot of our administrative positions. In fact, we've cut $200,000 out of administration. We've cut back on clerical support staff, and we've combined a lot of positions. For example, right now I'm looking at a vice provost position that will take the place of two center directors. We used to have a center director in Marathon and a center director in Coral Shores, and one of those center directors is going full-time to faculty, and the other one has taken a new position, and so we used that as an opportunity to combine the two. So we're looking at things like that that we can do to cut our expenses.
Mm. Not a happy thought, though, when you have to make cuts upon other cuts, you know?
Well, it's not. And what makes it difficult is, as you know, we have so many balls in the air right now. And there are so many great things going on that it just makes it difficult to toss the football and get the game going.
Kind of like the Dolphins game last night, huh? In the rain, in the mud at Pittsburgh.
I can't even speak to that. I'm just a football kind of gal.
Oh, boy. Well,
sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's okay. But you have our sympathies here. I just hope each time you're probably hoping this is the last round of cuts and more on the horizon, though.
I think it will be the last round of cuts. And, you know, as I said, we're helping ourselves, really, because we're not relying on the state. We have increased tuition revenue, an increase of over $100,000 above what was budgeted in fall because of out-of-state revenues being up. We have more out-of-state students coming into us. We are doing more with our bookstore to get auxiliary revenue up. In fact, our auxiliary revenue is up over 10% this year from last year. We have rental income coming in. We've been renting space, corporate space, to Raytheon, and the YMCA is actually now just joining the campus, and they will be renting some space for us, from us. So we have diversified our revenue streams, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And with all that, it's allowing me, the good news in all of this, is that I had committed to the faculty and staff that if we had a raise of 100 FTE this year over what was budgeted, and as you know, we budgeted for 627 full-time students, if that number increased by 100, that would allow us to give a 2% raise over and above any kind of state appropriation money. Well, we're halfway to that goal, with half of the year under our belt, and so we are giving a $500 raise to all our faculty and staff, with the exception, of course, of the president and the vice president.
Well, that is good news. You have managed to turn around a multi-year trend here, too.
We really have, and we're so excited, and in fact, we think it's going to continue even more next year. We have been taking out ads, and as you know, we hired a new recruiter who has been going out as far as Baltimore and to other counties in the state. We have over 700 leads right now for high school seniors who have contacted us and requested admission packets. That's unlike anything in the past.
Wow.
So we're situated in a good place in terms of recruitment. Of course, the state continues to be a challenge with the budget cuts, and our administration is very thin. And as you know, community colleges play such a vital role in the state in terms of economic development and in terms of getting students a head start on college, that it's critically important for us to continue to support our community colleges. And we have recently met with our foundation board, and our foundation board has not actively gone out and solicited gifts, but we've been talking about how can we grow our foundation. Our foundation is the smallest out of the 28 community colleges, and really with the community such as what we have here in the Florida Keys, there's no reason for us to be in that somewhat dubious position. So we're hoping to grow our foundation and to reach out to the community and, again, to diversify our revenue sources and start new programs. You know, Bill, everywhere I go, I hear people talk about wanting new programs such as a theater program, visual arts program, just a variety of wonderful music program that I also would love to bring on board, but we need funding to do that. And so I'll be asking the community to help support us get that funding.
Well, we'll look forward to talking to you more about that, too. Dr. Jill Landisberg-Boyle, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Bill.
Take care. Bye now.
Stay dry.
Nothing compares to experience. Nothing compares to Keys Financial. Straight talk and a lending hand.
Hi, this is Ruben at Keys Financial. In a changing market, it's important to have options when it comes to your financing. And simply put, we provide more options. We've realigned our portfolio of lenders by firing some and hiring others, all in an effort to provide you with the best pricing and the most flexible terms available. You need to work with someone you can trust, and I'd like to compete for your business. So give me a call at 294-1484 for straight talk and a lending hand.
We know financing, and we know the Keys. Keys Financial, 1716 North Roosevelt Boulevard, Key West, 294-1484.
Life used to be so hard. Now everything is easy because of you.
A National Merit Scholarship recipient and graduated cum laude. A fellow of the Southeastern Surgical Congress and the American College of Surgeons, who has been in practice for over 7 years. Board certified by the American Board of Surgery and board certified in trauma and cardiac life support. A doctor at a major medical center in a metropolitan city?
No!
A doctor on staff here at Lower Keys Medical Center. Why go anywhere else? Log on to lkmc.com for a qualified physician referral.
Location, location, location. This time it's not just a saying, it's the heart of Harbor House. 32 luxury waterfront homes springing to life along the Key West Harbor. Presented by Keys Caribbean, Harbor House is settled in Old Town and abounds with adventure. With famed Key West sunsets in her background and cultural attractions on Duval Street within two blocks. Now you can discover this unrivaled location and the finest interior finishes by visiting their on-site sales office, now open. Located directly off Lazy Way Lane, along the historic seaport. For more information, call 295-8555. That's 295-8555.
It's 902 Morning Magazine with Bill Becker continues
to run late, but joining us right now, Alicia Betancourt, Monroe County Extension Service. Morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
You were just telling me that treasure hunting has taken on a whole new meaning with new technology, hasn't it?
That's right. I'm working on a program. We did it last year during Keys Geography Day. And this year I'm working with groups of kids in a few different schools, and I'm also working with Crane Point Hammock to teach kids how to use GPSs for a variety of things. And one of those things that you can use GPSs for is geocaching, and it's essentially a geography treasure hunt.
Ah, okay, where they go to GPS points and look for things.
That's right. Wow. And, the treasure itself is something, geocaching is basically you carry around with you coins or little special trinkets, small things, little toys. My kids like to do it with little McDonald's toys. And you can go on a website called www.geocaching.com. And anybody with a GPS and a sense of adventure can do this. and there's sites all over the world. There's plenty of them in the Keys. Tomorrow we will be planting some at Cream Point Hammock and working with a group of girls from the Pace Center to teach them how to use GPSs and find them at Cream Point Hammock. Hmm. And they're going to be there, and we're going to maintain them there at the hammock. So that's a fun day's adventure if you have a GPS. Certainly, anybody that's interested in doing something like that, I have all the information, and they can get a hold of me.
At 292-4501.
That's correct.
Alicia Betancourt, thanks for joining us. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you.
You take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
We're out of here.
Okay.
Late again. Sheriff Rick Roth joins us tomorrow. Police Chief Bill Malden. We check in at the Lower Keys Chamber, the Arts Council, a whole lot more in the Morning Magazine tomorrow.
And I think the Pirates are freeing Leah this morning.
They are. Yeah. Leah has been freed.
Yeah,
has she gotten
so.
Enough bicycle? We got a bunch of bicycles
around.
Yeah,
we got bicycles coming out of the Yazoo.
Kids' bicycle. Sounds painful to me.
<That's right. laughs>
Anyway, we'll see you right here tomorrow on the Morning Magazine.
Okay, Bill. Have a good day. And the Kids are up next with BizBaz.